We got no recording from Teams.
Oh, really? So if you didn't have this, then we would have had to start the whole meeting over.
No, you can. You're allowed to have a recording failure.
Okay.
But it's not ideal, and you're not allowed to do it continuous times. You have to make make fixes to make things work. Okay, let's make this done. Okay, this meeting is being recorded. Thank you. Andrew, I'm going to steal back control if you're okay. Oh, Mike's joining us as well. Why don't I do that?
I look like this.
So this is the continuation of the Netherland Fire Protection District Board of Directors regular meeting. It is July the 27th, 2022. It's a continuation of the July 20th meeting, which we had to suspend due to a technical failure. Refresh the roll call. He's not muted.
I'm analog.
Standby. Maybe it's those two.
No, for some reason that unmuted.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm good.
Where did I get to? Oh, refreshing the...
Yeah, you got to you.
I got to me. Refreshing the roll call.
It's not a good start.
I am not able to type. Present. Todd Weasler.
Present.
Guy Fulcetti.
Present.
Jess McElvain.
Present.
And Russ Patterson.
Present.
Chief Scott.
Present.
Okay, so we'll resume the previous meeting at 19:10. Just a quick look, who else is on with us? Okay, I see no public on the meeting with us. No public statements or comments at this point. So we're going to pick this meeting back up where we left off. And a couple of points. I can't use a keyboard to do that. The Teams recording failed on the last meeting, as did the whole of Teams and most of Microsoft. So just a note for the minutes. And I believe we're in the middle of talking about, or getting just into talking about, the IFC 2018 adoption, and asking Andrew to explain the changes that the county had asked for. So, Andrew, if you want to take over from here, you can go for it.
Is he on?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yep.
Perfect. Sure. Again. Okay. And you see my screen okay?
Yes.
All right, great. So, this is our adoption of the 2018 IFC. In this document, you'll see highlights that were done in yellow and highlights that are done in green. The yellow are the changes that were brought previously, and green are the new changes that they're asking for at this time.
Okay.
And I don't mind going through the yellow with you. Again, it's 100% grammatical. As you can see, like this first example here is an S at the end of robes, designating what year the fire code that we're describing. Here under definitions, in green is a new change to say adopted and amended by the state of Colorado. The other two greens are further down in the document. Here's another yellow that's talking about who has the authority for transportation standards. It's the Boulder County Multimodal. And then here with privately owned hydrants, they're saying, hey, hydrant caps shouldn't be left off without permission. And they said, well, you should have written permission because anyone could just say, well, I got permission from so-and-so at the department. So we added the word written. And then further down, it's just saying, it's specifying the Boulder County Building Code, the section 903 of IBC. So instead of just saying the authority of Boulder County, we're saying the authority adopted by Boulder County Building Code in this paragraph. And then I thought there might be one more, but actually I think that's it. Those are all of the changes.
Okay.
Does anyone have any questions about those?
Nope. Looked pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
So you need a
motion.
Motion.
Make the motion to accept the changes as required by Boulder County to the IFC 2018 adoption that we made in, I believe, January.
Second.
Jess?
Did you say Russ or Jess?
Jess. You.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Russ?
Yes.
And Todd?
Yes.
I too am a yes, so. I'll get that signed for you, Andrew, and we can make that adoption happen.
Thank you very much. Do I need to sign it too?
I can't remember. Andrew, can you just scroll to the bottom to see who needs to sign that?
Yes. I need a signature from the president and the secretary.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Effectively, that's going to be
okay. Yep.
Perfect. And if you could sign that and then send a copy to me, that would be great.
For my signature, so... and this will be up on Teams.
This is in Teams already.
Okay.
It's in the meetings folder for this for the July 20th meeting.
Cool. Okay.
Well, thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks very much. I'm going to go ahead and drop from this call unless anyone else has any questions for me or if you need anything.
I do not. Anybody else?
No. Okay.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Andrew.
Take care. Good night.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Okay. I will take back the screen share. So the other item that we had not hit on was modified bylaws. Give me a second. Those up. Thank you. So with the proposed adoption of the purchasing policy, we needed to make a couple of changes in here.
And that's what we approved on the 13th or something like that?
We didn't approve it. Jess was going to make some changes to it.
Oh, okay.
But this needs to be approved first to make it work.
Okay.
Yeah, on the purchasing policy, the emergency spending section, and then some of like the bid differential percentages need to be just tweaked a little bit.
Yep. When you mentioned that, you brought it back. So, thanks.
And the fundamental change in here is this, and more specifically, that number used to be 25,000, so it's a change of that to 75,000. In order to meet the purchasing policy. And then I corrected a couple of typos in here as well. I can't remember where they were. Looks like it pop out at me. Can't see it. Never mind. They're just grammatical that leapt off the page on me. I used to double clicking things. So then we have the resolution to adopt the bylaws. So this is the Netherland Fire Protection District Resolution 2022-07 for modifying the district bylaws. A resolution of the Board of Directors of the Netherland Fire Protection District adopting the modified district bylaws. I make the motion that we accept, or that we adopt, Resolution 2022-07 to modify the district bylaws in terms of the purchasing policy and amounts.
Second.
Russ.
Yes.
Jez.
Yes.
And Todd.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. That was, I think, everything that was on the agenda. We discussed district signs, I believe. That's all just happening. It can only be blue and white. So that's working its way through the system. We discussed the district property swap, which isn't a property swap. It's properties that live outside of all districts, which is, we're not sure why.
So they're not, you know, you talked about.
Add an item to the agenda because it broke after our meeting last week. So the county released a press release last week on Friday saying they were going to add a ballot question to the November election, and part of the question was funding for emergency services or emergency response, I think they phrased it.
Yeah.
Give me a second, I'm going to pull the mail up. Sorry if I'm a bit disorganized tonight. It's been a long day. Right there.
Is Teams having... You having fun with Teams?
No, I think it's me having fun with Teams. I don't think this is a Teams thing at all.
Yeah.
Let me go to that page. There we go. There we go. That's what I wanted to do. I just couldn't find the right link. So they... So what was interesting about this was a number of things. So we talk about basically they want to raise a sales tax for emergency response in the county, and here's the sentence that I find interesting. I find the ordering of this sentence slightly disturbing.
Can you make it bigger? I can't read it.
Yeah, of course.
Sorry, my eyes are...
No, you're fine.
Yeah.
Because they put... because they put... First,
First they put
search and rescue
first,
uh-huh.
And they specifically mentioned Rocky Mountain Rescue at the front of their, in the early part of this press release. The other bit that caught my eye a bit later was this one. So we've discussed this, which is the potential end of the AMR county contract. And it looks to me, and I'll put this on the record, it looks like a backdoor way of raising money to fund that contract. And then right at the end comes a wildfire response. Which means...
I agree 100%.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, we're right at the end of the line for any money in this. So we need to be aware of this when we're talking to people about our ballot question. I support the idea. I think funding fire departments through sales tax is a much better way than just through property taxes. But I'm not sure. It's very unclear from what they've said here how they intend this funding to be distributed.
And I mean, just my concern was: have they coordinated with any agency? They mention Rocky Mountain Rescue, but
and that's the other thing. Yeah, I'm unaware of any consultation or any outreach that the county have done with us.
And I was curious. I was going to ask Chief Scott if he had heard anything from the county about this.
No, I have not heard anything. And once they said they're going for a ballot question, I was really surprised to hear about it. And then once I read it, with the ambulance term, is what I read is like, I mean, obviously Boulder County has a mitigation problem, and the ambulance contract is truly a challenge that we've all discussed in the past. Mm-hmm. But I think, like Ian said, it's like they're almost using this to fund the ambulance. I do know that the last contract that was signed, the two entities that bid for it, the entity that won, from what I've heard and from my education that has been handed to me from these situations that AMR and Falk applied for the contract, and they were about $400,000 to $500,000 difference between the bids of each organization. So I didn't... Why, from the outside looking in, I was wondering if the county commissioners might have looked at the cost of running the ambulance and the cost of some of the non-compliance stuff that AMR is doing, and maybe they're looking at possibly raising funding to look in the future of EMS. So, yes, I agree with that, and I haven't heard anything. Just like the board, some of my concerns is how they specifically name that organization, and if you read into it, it talks about replacement of facilities, things of that nature.
Down here.
Yeah.
And again, we get the ambulance services in areas not covered by municipal ambulance services, which is basically everywhere in the mountains, really.
I see Jess has her hand up.
Yeah, I was just going to say I agree with both Ian and Chief Scott's analysis, where there is no guarantee money for us, and I will bet, you know, we're going to be last in line. And I think that's just the point to emphasize with our voters and say, you know, our mill levy ensures that we can do this, and we're not at the mercy of the county and whatever pennies they want to throw our way.
Yeah. Because again, you know, we're not the only people in this position. There's a lot of the other mountain departments have aging equipment and have the same problem. So some clarity on this would be interesting. But Russ and I have registered for the public meeting. So we'll go along to that and see what they've got to say.
We each get 3 minutes. I was willing to I think you understand our situation and what, as a board member, we might be allowed to say. So I'm happy to, I think it was okay. I could yield my 3 minutes to you.
You can give them to me, yes. Okay. So I don't think I'll need 6 minutes, but I can ramble on.
Okay, because I was going to be pretty short. Just it's like I'm surprised that this is not coordinating better with the districts they're purporting to help.
That's what disturbs me quite heavily, that they haven't asked us.
I was wondering as well. Do you think that there will be challenges to the public in regards to it's almost a double tax on the same thing?
That was my second thought about this.
Yeah, but. Yeah, it's coming from two different, you know, pots, but it's still for the same thing almost.
Yeah.
And I wonder if, like, the community will ask that, well, I'm going to have to pay the tax for my, and the county taxes, but if I raise my community tax as well, is that double taxing for the same thing? Even though it's different, we all know that different, but what is the public view?
So I proactively approached that and basically sort of answered the question. Until we know the detail, there's not a lot we can say. But basically, just doesn't the county have a similar request on the ballot? And the answer is yes. They had not communicated that to us so far. We have very few details about what their plan entails. When they publish their ballot language, we might get a better idea. There's a meeting on August 2nd, which we'll have a presence at. Depending on their plan, we may alter our request. So, you know, our ballot language is not set in stone yet. We don't have to do that until the end of August. But obviously, because we don't know what this sales tax is, we don't know how much it raises or anything. So tomorrow they said they're going to publish the ballot language. And in that, as part of TABOR, they have to indicate how much they expect to raise. And that really is going to tell the story, I think, for us.
Well, at least that gives a number to start, because, again, it's like, okay, there's that much in the pot. Who gets what from that?
And that's one of my questions to them is, you know, how is this going to be distributed? Mm-hmm. Because one of the things that I already know is RMR are looking to build a new building. That was in their press release.
Yep.
It's a multi-million-dollar building, I believe. It's a big building. So if this is not raising big chunks of money, I mean, I don't know how they're going to do that. I suppose it'd be on a bond, maybe. But I don't know whether they're paying it instantly out of this or what the plan is. Like I said, we don't know anything because nobody's told us anything, which is incredibly irritating.
But their ballot initiative is for the County of Boulder.
The County of Boulder.
Okay. And then our initiative is, for our mill levy, is our special district.
Correct.
So then people in our district could see those two things, whereas somebody who's not in our district, Sugarloaf or something like that, won't see that. They'll just see the one.
Correct. They'll just see the countywide
question.
Yeah. So in the
in the ballot
that you get. Yeah.
Then I didn't look at it there. There was a first to part two, besides the emergency response, there was some way to generate revenue to do mitigation. Yeah, that's the paragraph mm-hmm. right above that one. And so the people that are very much against any kind of tax increase, I'm afraid that just going to make ours look worse just by association. Oh, yeah. Yet another tax increase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That meeting, I think, is on August 4th. Public meeting. I think you said August 2nd.
Did I? I've got
yeah.
It's
your,
I think
next
it's
week.
The 4th. And it's starts at 3. Starts at 3, I think.
Starts at 3.
And then I think they're going to start the meeting virtually at 2:30 to let people coordinate.
Okay.
Oh, whatever it is, I've got an elections meeting on the 2nd.
Oh.
Just to talk to the county elections board about all the items they want from us. They sent us their list of items last week and all the cheat sheets, so that's all good. And I spoke to them last week and just checked that we're definitely on the ballot. We don't need to give them anything else before the end of this month. So our next deadline really is end of August.
Cool.
To have our ballot language finalized. But yeah, this is interesting.
Do you've been talking with the consultant?
I have.
Have you passed this on to him to see if...
I did.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
And who's proposing this? Is this the county?
This is from the county, yeah.
County commissioners?
County commissioners. And I'm not sure if this is... I think it is separate measures, but I don't know how they're broken down, whether this is three separate measures, or whether the mitigation emergency response is one measure and transportation is another.
And they're all
that complicates things as well.
And they're all 0.1% or something like that?
I think they're all the same.
Is it going to be one initiative, or can people vote for one?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if it's one initiative or three initiatives.
Yeah.
It's not 100% clear. I think it's three, actually, looking at the way they've written this.
Ian, does Rocky Mountain Rescue respond to places outside of Boulder County?
Rarely.
Rarely, okay.
So they're basically they work under the sheriff's office in the county.
Thanks.
Yeah. And they are basically 100% volunteer and I think 100% self-funded. They don't operate as a special district.
And they get a lot of business. Lots of twisted ankles on the hiking trails around.
They're busy.
Boulder, yeah.
So, you know, like I said, in principle, I think it's a good idea. It depends on what the execution looks like.
Yeah, and then considering if it's the EMS rescue, probably a sales tax is probably a better way to do it, right? Considering the work and who's doing it and who's requesting it. from what I remember is we can't raise sales taxes.
Not without changing... the way we create, we have to recreate the district.
Right, it's because, it's a different type of district, okay.
That's why I'm wondering, because that was going to be revenue raised through a sales tax increase, if it was legal for us to accept any from the county.
I think it is, because...
You would have to file an IGA. You would just have to do an IGA for special fire districts to tap into sales tax. There has to be an IGA. For example, if the town of Netherland wanted to give us part of sales tax, then we would just fill out an IGA of whatever that amount is or percentage that is, and then we would just have the intergovernmental agreement between two entities that they would give us so much money of that sales tax. But you're right. Technically, I've looked into that, and I talked to Chief Wolf from Estes because he is able to tap into sales tax, and that's also truly in our community and other communities the impact of visitors and people coming to the ski resorts and stuff. It's like we definitely want to look at those impacts and how it affects response, but we don't want to necessarily put that on our community when it's not our community coming in to those areas. So only thing we would need to work out would be an IGA, or as Ian stated, you'd have to restructure the district and you'd have to be in agreement with the town, because the town that's how they get their funding is through that sales tax.
Yeah, and so it'd also be, so you have to have an IGA with the town and the county, and then the county collects the sales tax and then redistributes it. So it's pretty complex to get that moving. But it's on the op- it's
and the thing that I was go on, oh Mike. I'm so sorry.
No, go on, Mike.
Sorry, go ahead. Oh no, it's sorry, I have like one bar and it goes in and out. So I have greatest apologies for this connection and apologies to you and the board for interrupting if I have done that.
No worries, you're good. What did you have? I was just rambling.
Oh no, I was just saying it would be great if we could get the communication from the county and I'll work on that, because I mean it's such a general statement that are we going to be able to get some of that funding if it's an emergency service tax for the county and we're an emergency service agency within the county. It seemed like certain entities would receive some of that funding with that general question. I don't know if they're going to break it down later whenever the ballot question does come out, but I think if you're going to say emergency services in Boulder County, you would include those agencies, not just the city agencies. But like I said, I just have to get a little more information on that.
Yeah, I think I'm in the same position. That's why I want to go to the public meeting and actually ask that question. You need to explain how you're going to distribute this money. We need to know. Okay. So anyway, that one's in the air. That was a shocker. And I guess we'll see how that shows up for us. The community mailer hit mailboxes, I believe, Monday. Response has been slow. I think we've had 19 onlines and one hand delivered so far.
I think my wife got one. I didn't. I don't know if that was the typical post office Pony Express or...
I don't know.
She said,
obviously,
well,
assuming you're registered to vote.
Yeah. She asked me, how should I fill it out? And I'm like, well, I think I have some input already. So you just...
yeah, this would be your opinion.
Yes.
Yes.
But you've got 19 responses already?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I was talking to Bill today and he was like, it seems a bit slow. And I said, almost everybody hears on the post office box, so they check mail regularly. So I expect probably the weekends to be where we start to see a little bit more.
And then the mailer went out to how many people? 4,000?
No, about 2,000. We have just under 2,000. Oh, no, it was about 4,000.
Was it
voters?
First class or bulk rate?
First class. Because we
wanted to get Yes. Excuse me, Ian?
Yeah.
Did the mailer go out to all registered voters? Because, like, for example, my husband got one, but I didn't.
There must be some board discrimination going on.
No, because I got one.
Yeah, well, and
my name was spelled wrong, but I got one.
I wonder if they did something where it went to one per household.
Yeah. They might have coalesced addresses. No?
I got two.
Because I got one and my wife didn't get one.
The address list was generated from the voter registration list from the county for the district.
And my neighbor spoke to me and they have 5 registered voters and only got one.
Interesting. Okay, I'll talk to Bill tomorrow.
So it sounds like they may have gotten rid of dupes or something, duplicates.
Because that would be interesting.
Because it was to households, then.
I mean, technically, it's a household tax, and the way we never asked him that question actually. I'll ask him tomorrow. It was a tax per household.
Yeah.
It was a household round table.
Yeah.
So maybe that's how they did that.
But
I got two.
Where I was going on the math side is that if we only get one response per household, then how many people are, and then is 19 at what is a representative sample of,
right?
You know. Yeah, so, but 19 this early on isn't that bad.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, if it only went in the mailbox on Monday, I didn't check mine until today. So. What it is.
There weren't pitchforks at my door.
No, not as yet.
Right.
But we have a couple of things coming up this weekend.
We were at the farmer's market, though, this weekend, weren't we?
We were at the farmer's market this weekend, and then there's another thing on Saturday, and I've forgotten what it's called.
The Hogback Twisters on Saturday.
That was it. Thank you, Jeff.
And then on Tuesday is National Night Out.
Yep.
It's okay, buddy. So, yeah.
So we've got a few things going on in the next week where we have the opportunity to bump into people, and we do have a stack of extra update flyers actually out the front by the admin office. So I'll take them on Sunday. We'll have them available Saturday as well. So the Saturday one is, I think, is being hosted here. Is that right, Jess?
It's a poker stop for the greater. I don't think they're necessary on the Saturday, maybe just a few, because it's pulling from a greater area than our fire district.
Right.
So, yeah, I would say having a few on Saturday would be wise, but not if we don't have them. It's not something I'm going to panic over.
Yeah.
It's the Hogback Twister ride hosted by that distillery down in Boulder. I think your farmer's market and National Night Out are the key places to have the flyers.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. All right, I will report back on that one to you and let you know. I don't think I've got anything else.
When's our next board meeting?
August 17th.
Okay. And we don't have anything on the schedule before that. No special meetings or anything.
Not that I'm aware of at this time.
Nice.
Do you want to do one next
week? No. If we need to, we can.
Okay. This is a bit of a long page. That's why that looked weird.
Do I make my motion?
Just let me quickly run through this. I've got nothing under future business at the moment. I think we've got quite enough going on. Just to note that next month we will need to have a special meeting after the regular meeting. So in order to set the ballot language, we need to have a meeting. I'd like to have that as late as we possibly can in the month.
Okay.
It shouldn't take very long. I think we've pretty much set the language. We may need to tweak it depending on what the county outcome is and what the public comment is. But the later we can do that, the better it is, because the second we state that language, then the department can no longer talk about it.
Yeah.
We can, but the department cannot. Or as a department, anyway. Individuals can have their own opinions, because that's fine. Up to then, we can talk about it in the department, because we're just asking a question. The safest way to approach that, though, and I said this in my email to everybody, was if you're going to talk about it, just don't be doing it representing the department.
Right.
Don't have a t-shirt on, don't go on a call. And that way, we stay definitely on the right side of the elections campaigning law.
I'm going to be out 29th of August through the 9th of September, so the week of the 29th I won't be around.
Can you put that in the Teams calendar for me?
Sure.
I mean, I could do it because I'm actually sat here with it open. If that
well,
would
be good practice for me, because I don't think I've ever
okay.
Gone into that.
So just remind me again, the 29th through the...
Through the 9th, I think it was, of August or September. Yeah.
And
August.
We make those all-day events?
Yeah.
Yes.
In that case, then, it looks like the latest we could do it could be probably Friday the 26th.
Excuse me.
Sneeze.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Like Zoom tape.
So I'm going to pencil that. I don't think I've got anything particularly exciting to talk about election-wise. I think I've already said it. Like I said, I do have a meeting with the elections board next week. I don't think that'd be very exciting. That's just procedural. They did send us their IGA today. I haven't opened it and looked at it. I'll send that to our attorney, get them to say it's okay, and then we can get that back. That has to go back by August 30th, so we've got some time. So we can approve that on August 17th and then get that back to the county. Okay. That's future. Public statements and comments. We have no public on the meeting. Any other business?
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Jess?
Yes.
And Russ?
Yes.
And Todd?
Yes.
And I most definitely say yes. At 19:50. Okay. Thank you all for coming. I appreciate it. Thank you, Chief, for joining us. I appreciate it.
Yep.
All right. Have a good evening, all.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Thank you all.
Okay. Talk to you all later.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Wrong fingerprint.